This is Apollo Control Houston at 109 hours, 47 minutes into the mission. We have just acquired data on Casper, now on its 19th revolution around the moon. Meanwhile, in the Mission Control Center, we have had a shift handover. Flight Director Gene Kranz and his white team of flight controllers now manning the consoles here in Mission Control. We will leave the line up on this front side pass of Casper. And at 109 hours, 48 minutes, continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control Houston.
Go ahead, Casper. Go ahead, Casper. Go ahead, Casper. This is Houston. Casper, Houston, how do you read now?
Well, I'm cleared on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready to give you accept.
Okay. Go accept, we're ready to uplink.
Okay, standing by. And I'd like to verify the cryo configuration with you. Make sure that I'm leaving battery A on charge overnight. There's no lithium canister change tonight. And looks like when you get the uplink in, I give you a verb 74, we'll be through.
I believe that's right. Stand by one. Casper, Houston. The we concur with battery A. We'll stay on charge all night. There's no LIOH change. And on the cryo configuration, the O2 and H2 tanks 1 and 2 auto, tanks 3 off.
That's just what we have.
Right.
Apollo Control Houston, 109 hours, 53 minutes ground elapsed time. Our Capcom here in Mission Control is astronaut Don Peterson. Meanwhile, Phil Schaffer is heading up the team of flight controllers who are working with Casper,